And now, the Goldberg. Nothing of the brightness in the Carolina spring brings peace to Molly Goldberg's heart, for she knows that something is very, very wrong with her son, Sammy. When Molly and her family came south for Sammy's wedding, it didn't take Molly long to discover that something was wrong with the Allisons. Molly and Rosie know that Sammy wasn't away on a business trip. They know that Sammy intended to leave Sylvia, but they don't know why he's back. Sylvia has tried desperately to cover the errors in her life, and it seems at least that Sammy is going along with her in some respects because he didn't tell his mother the truth. For Molly, this was a challenge to discover it on her own since her son's happiness is at stake. And for Mr. Allison, waiting impatiently with Jake for Sylvia to return with Sammy and the others, the stake is just as great. Listen.
So where are the Allisons? Where is Sammy? How long does it take him to get here from the store?
Oh, they'll be here in a minute, Jake. Sylvia's driving them all back.
How long must I wait to see that boy of mine already?
Sammy's a wonderful boy, Jake.
How far does the apple fall from the tree, eh?
You're right, Jake.
Will Sammy do much traveling for your business, huh?
Well...
Listen, Allison. You can give that gold boy a compass and expense account, and he'll come home with what he went to find.
Believe me, Jake, I'm going to do everything in my power to make this marriage a success. I like that. If he was my own son, I couldn't do more than I intend to do.
I'll never forget it, Allison. And Sammy won't not meet us. Sammy has a head on his shoulders, Allison. He's honest. And when he thinks he's right, nothing can point him.
Isn't that the car?
I think so.
Yes.
Funny. Why Sylvie all alone?
Well, maybe Sammy wanted to walk home with his mother.
You want to walk up and meet him, Allison?
No. You go, Jake.
There's my hat.
Why do you need a hat?
I'll be right back, Allison.
All right, Jake.
Sylvie drove the car around the back.
I suppose she's putting it in the garage.
I'll be right back.
All right, Jake. Hello? Hello? Get me 4-5, please. Yes. Carabelle?
Yes,
Mr. Allison? Get me a glass of water, will you?
Yes.
Hello? Hello, yes? Who is this, Ed? This is me. Is Leah there? Well, where is she? You're sure she's not in? Yes, of course it's important. If her father is calling her, it's important. Well, what I want to tell her, I'll tell you. Now, listen, Ed. Sammy is back. And all this talk that has been going on has got to stop. Sammy is back. And the Goldbergs are here. And if Sammy and Sylvia are going to be married, I want peace in this family. You heard me. All right. Now, where's Leah? Where can I call her? Where? Oh. Well, what's the number there? 64. All right. Carabelle?
Yes, Mr. Allison?
Come here.
Yes. Miss Hill has come back and called by herself.
Get my daughter Leah on the phone. She's at 64.
Yes. Mrs. Hill has come back all by herself. How come they all didn't come back together?
I don't know.
Maybe Mrs. Santa told his mother everything happened. There's been a heap of tall talking going on around here. That's what I think the Goldbergs ain't going to like.
I didn't ask you what the Goldbergs are going to like and what they're not going to like. Get my daughter Leah.
I'm just trying to help, Miss Allison. I wouldn't get Miss Leah in this no more than you have to.
Why?
She's going to do all she can to harm Miss Sylvia.
That's why I want to talk to her.
Miss Allison, maybe I ain't too smart. And maybe I ain't been to school like I should. But I've gone to church all my life. And I stand by the Bible from cover to cover.
What do you mean, sir?
And the things you learn in the good book is the things you should hold by. And I live by. And that's plenty of learning for me.
That's plenty of learning for everybody.
Now, if you're going to call your daughter to Juan and threaten her, you ain't going to get far, Miss Allison.
What do you mean, mother?
You've threatened Juan up until now, and you ain't done nothing but nearly break Miss Silver's marriage. Call her if you want her, but tell her to come over. Open your arms to her like a father should. And stop telling her what you're going to do and what you ain't going to do. Tell her you want things to be like any other real family.
Real family.
Tell her that she's your daughter just like Miss Sylvia is. And they're both as equal. And there won't be no more trouble left, Miss Allison. I know it. Because I know how a person feels when they're treated nice and human-like. And I know how they feel when they're pushed around, too.
So do I.
Miss Leah done took a powerful lot of punishing, and she won't take no more.
What do you mean, Carol?
Miss Silver?
What took you so long to put the car away?
Miss Silver, you've been crying. I want to talk to my father, Carol. I didn't get Miss Leah on the phone, Mr. Allison. Leah? But, Daddy, why are you calling Leah?
All right, Carol.
Is that going to be a wedding, Miss Silver? Hush your mouth. All the little people have got big troubles. All the people have got troubles. Always having troubles.
Well?
Daddy, Danny's with his mother and his roses.
Why didn't you drive them all home?
Well, Danny wanted to walk home with them.
Now what am I going to do? What am I going to say to these people? How am I going to explain that I lied? I should have told them the truth in the first place. I should have said that you quarreled.
I asked Danny not to tell him. I told him what we did.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything.
What do you mean he didn't say anything? What did he say to you?
Danny! He only said anything.
Then why did he come back?
Daddy, I spoke to him. I pleaded with him. I begged him not to say anything. I don't think he will.
We should have spoken out like honest people when the Goldbergs came. What was there to hide?
Oh, it's all Leah's fault.
Oh, please, Sylvia, please. It's enough already with Leah's fault. There's always two sides to every quarrel.
Daddy.
I'm not blaming you. If Sammy tells his parents, well and good. We'll explain. And if he doesn't tell, then we won't have to explain. If the boy loves you, nothing matters. Now you go over to Leah.
What for?
I want you to make up and finish already with this I want and you want and she wants. Let there be peace over.
Well, I told that to me already. Daddy, I told you that before she lied to Sammy.
That too I don't understand. However, there's no time now for searching through the past. Whatever you did and whatever she said, we forget all that. I want my children to be happy. I want to be happy. Let this wedding be a real celebration. Go over, children. Go over and talk to Leah. Once and for all, finish with the past.
But, Daddy, do you think that I...
I'm not thinking, Sylvia. I'm asking you to go over to Leah. I don't want to know one way or another.
But,
a boy like Sandy doesn't run away because of a handful of lies.
Daddy!
Now stop with those daddies already. If you love Sandy, Sylvia, if you want to marry him, and if he still wants to marry you, then go to Leah. Go to Leah and talk to her. I'll cancel everything I ever did. And at last, maybe we'll have a family here without internal wars and struggles.
But Daddy,
Sylvia, from this moment on, all will be peace. Or I'll know why down to the last article of truth.
What do you mean, Daddy?
Just what I said. Exactly what I said.
Is there anything that Sylvia can do now, no matter what she sacrifices of the things she has gained, that will bring peace and completion into her life? Nothing in her father's face brings comfort to her, and no word from Sammy has answered her plea. What does Sammy intend to do?